producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. I hadn't heard from him because I've been out of town, and he reached out today, and just in time. To head into the weekend with a little bit of irreverence, but serious irreverence, because important topics that we cover together. His name, you know him, author of Official Stories, and now The Oil Alarm, that great little animated video feature we talked about last week or week before, whenever it was, and debuted at the United States Health Freedom Congress. It's Liam Schaff.
Hey.
I'd like to say the crowd goes wild. The crowd, they're throwing their underwear at you, Liam. Oh, my gosh, what is happening? just so you know, Liam, I came off of this trip 11 days on the road with one day home. I've got a little later in the show, you know, after I'm through with you, my friend, I've got this woman from Ukraine. She's in Houston now, but she's overcome cancer with carnivora. And I love these stories because they're like what Ty did with the truth about cancer. It's like thumb in the eye of the establishment going, it's not possible, that can't be done. You know, like bring example after example after example, and someday somebody goes, oh wait, that happened. I could do that. So I love doing that. You know that.
I had some once and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get more carnivora? I mean, where is it?
Carnivora.com. Hey, Richard Ostro, if you're listening, we need to hook Liam Schaff up with some carnivora. Because he would dig it. He would do very well for him. And you know, you're not dealing with the devastation of this woman. We're going to talk about pancreatic cancer. Oh my gosh, you know?
Really?
How do you recover from that, right? But this is the kind of thing that when a plant is the right thing for you and you're dealing with a crisis and you're doing it the right way, which they are, the so-called miracles happen. And I've talked to enough of these people now. I know this is not a one-off anomaly. I'm very pleased. More I hear, not that I doubt it, because, you know, Ty Bollinger has studied all these things and talked to folks many years before I did on that particular issue. Mm. But I get a little giddy, a little excited talking with folks. And, you know, we're going to go through a thick Ukrainian accent today. I don't know if you do one of those, Liam, to prepare people, but it's cool.
I don't want to make fun of her. She's recovered from injuries. And
oh, she's so tough. She's like, I don't believe anything doctors tell me. I'm not, you know, she's
Robert,
not one
is
of
her, is her voice deep and luscious? Robert, listen, they told me I only had weeks to live. I did carnivora.
Yes.
It's years later. I'm beating my husband every day in everything we do.
Oi, I don't think it's going there today, Liam, but that's an interesting take on it. Oh, my God.
Alan is terrified of me. No, I'm kidding.
No, are you still in California?
Yeah.
You definitely need some carnivore to counteract that environment, my friend.
Oh, my God. It's so
bad.
Have
you convinced any of our friends to leave yet or consider it?
I'm working on getting friends to consider it. Everybody, my friends in the Joy Camp, our friends in the civilian forces out here, but you know, they got kids and they're fighting this and they don't fight it here. Come to the South, come to the southeast. It's
somewhere
rainy.
We get rainy weather. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Superdon, they had like flooding and hurricanes. I don't know what they got going on in Texas, but man, oh man, tornadoes. So definitely they're out of their drought. But Texas is interesting because it'll go into drought and then it'll go out of drought. We tend to have a little bit more consistency in the South, but, you know, it's...
Right. So I gave a talk in Las Vegas that was a good talk, and I don't know if there were a dozen people there, but that's probably what it was. We showed the movie. The movie, by the way, the next clip will be out on Monday. That'll be on oil and water.
Okay.
There'll be a new clip every week until Christmas or thereabouts when the whole thing should, or certainly by New Year's, when the whole thing will spill out for free onto the web. You'll be able to show it in your school, village auditorium, or on your carrier around Big Brother information tracking device.
Which all millennials have, by the way. They all have one.
Oh, the narcissist generation. Yes, it's not our fault. It's my fault that you backed your car. It's not my fault that I ran over you. You shouldn't have been standing in the street.
No, wait. That's not all millennials, we have to admit. But I mean, that generation has been tagged as being a bit narcissistic, a bit expecting of you owe me everything, right? You all screwed it up. And listen, I'm the first to say, you know, things in our generation where we screwed up, we abandoned certain things, we adopted certain things. We were enamored in the 20th century with technology, better living through chemistry, Dow, Monsanto. You know, now we're paying the price for it. They've come in and inherited it. They've been hammered by vaccines. I understand. Believe me, they've got some stuff. They got some gripes.
This generation has been destroyed by the number one, the nobody's wrong movement. You know, when we were kids,
yep.
What was something that you could expect to hear regularly from an adult? Shut up.
Right. Well, yeah, and also, no, you're wrong. And if you question the adult, you know, you'd be slapped down. Now, I'm not advocating violence, but the point is, there was a little bit of a, you know, you didn't automatically come in and get revere and respect as if
What's
you were.
What's that, honey? Oh, you painted on our furniture? You're so creative. Did right. you ever hear that? Oh, you painted on the wall? You're so creative.
No. Clean it up. Here's the thing. You clean it up or you're not eating supper for a week, right?
Go to your room.
You're going to tar feather your tushy. Well, again, are we advocating violence? No, that's not what we're saying.
No. I'm not advocating violence, but I'm saying that there's something, nobody's wrong. Nobody's nobody's able to say that anybody's bad. Well, they're not bad. They're just like, you know, they're bad people. And nobody's able to say, you know what, I really, really screwed that up. Everybody's full of excuses. Mm. Nobody says, you know what, I really foobarred that.
Yeah.
Beyond repair.
Right.
That was me. I did that. I screwed that up. You have a right to be angry with me. Nobody's allowed to be angry with anybody. It's just not acceptable. Why are you so angry with me? Because you just, you know, you lit something on fire. You made an earthquake in my world, something like that. You know, I've been dealing with some of this, but I look at this and I think, how are you going to get stuff done? You're all going to stand around holding kind of like a demolition derby of ego. Like, yeah, I don't like that. Like, we're going to have to talk about it. We're going to be running out of stuff in the next 5 years. We're going to be running out of stuff. Everybody's going to have to go, look, I don't care whose fault it is. Just fix it.
Liam, I was lecturing last night in Tampa at Abby's, which is great. I had some organic food. I had some non-GMO. I haven't had corn in a while. They had organic non-GMO corn, a really nice dish. I was like, oh, this is good. And somebody came in.
Remember corn?
What?
Remember corn? I don't eat it anymore.
I know. I rarely ever. And, you know, I know that's the store is so hardcore. They have one person they hired just to inspect and make sure nothing GMO comes into that store. I mean, that's rare. That was really cool. But anyway, I said a nice dish. Somebody came in for a Spanish lesson who wasn't coming to my lecture, and I said, well, eat the food first at least because it's really good, and he went and got a plate of it too. But we did the lecture in the restaurant next door, and our millennial assistant producer, Op-Ed, who is not one of the narcissists, he got up, and you know, I pointed him out. I said, has anybody ever met a millennial? Right, and everybody laughed. I said, "Well, this guy's—he's one of the good ones. He's okay. He's very bright and asks questions. He's through the." And he introduced me, and we started. And then there was a point, you know, at my beginning of my lectures, you've seen it. I still use that slide. I talk about health sovereignty and dependence on pharmaceuticals, et cetera. And, of course, it's oil-based. Give that whole history. And then I say, this is more like what I want to see with health sovereignty. And I show a picture of somebody that has converted their entire lawn into raised bed gardens. And I said, you know, this is the kind of thing we need to be doing now. And you can't be the only one in your neighborhood doing it because what if, right? going to the oil alarm, things we learn now. No. And if I'm not going to say they were eating it up, they were following the logic and going, oh, yeah. And so I had, you know, some of the older folks that came through were saying, yeah, I remember when my parents, you know, in the winter, you know, they all had gardens, and they took it and they canned stuff, right? They took carrots and potatoes. They actually buried it in sand, put it in the root cellar, as they said. I mean, these are things I've read about. I never experienced in my whole life.
Well, what do you mean, gardening like that?
Well, not only the gardening, but the whole, what do we do when the season ends if we're up in the north, right? Canning, and then, as they said, they literally took all the carrots, the potatoes that they had left over, they put them in sand in barrels in the root cellar to preserve them, and then they would have them throughout the winter. I mean, this is the kind of thing that I'm saying we have got to get back to. Again, case in point, the Soviet Union falls apart, collapses, there's no mass starvation. Why not? They had gardens, they had canning, they did these things.
Remember we had on Dmitry Orlov?
Yes, yes.
Remember that? I had read his post-Soviet lessons for a post-American century or whatever that was called, and then he has a number of other books. And I said, we got to have this guy on. And he was, I don't know if he was prickly. He's not the warmest guy in the world, but he's
right.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, some people are like that. I don't know. Some people, in order for them to, like, be smart, just, you know, don't want to be loose. But whatever. I still think he was brilliant.
Yes.
And he said, well, you know, in his book, he makes this very, very, very clear, elementary, logical, you know, purely Aristotelian argument. Look, this culture is, you know, based on this thing, and everything that comes from it comes from this thing. Well, let me tell you what happened in my old country. So he tells the story of the Soviet Union that collapsed in, what, 1991?
Mm-hmm.
And he points out that, you know, peak oil in the Soviet Union preceded the collapse by 3 years. And that they didn't have enough to maintain the wide, the wide spread of the net that they'd cast around the Soviet republics, the various small Soviet republics.
It took the oil to be the energy engine to make that happen.
Yeah. Right. So they didn't have that anymore. So what did they do? Well, they collapsed, and they had to get rid of communism. And communism is just a management system where you have very few resources. People, it's not just a mentality. It's like you have very few resources, and you have to manage it, so you put this terrible top-down system that makes everybody hungry and everybody runs to some black market somewhere just to get things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and he says, well, immediately everything contracted, but the Soviet Union had been built. Sorry, where are we in time?
Oh, we got about 30 seconds before our first break here.
Oh, just that, huh? Well, I'll just calm down then.
No, you're doing great. I mean, I like reviewing this because everything we've done builds on everything we've done. I love that. You know,
I want to finish the story, and I don't want to run it through the break. So I'll talk for 2 minutes. Robert's going to just, you know what? This is the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN and Natural News Radio. If Robert's not going to bring us to the break quickly, I am. Stay tuned for more exciting stuff on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where you can get Carnivora by going to carnivora.com, I'm sure. That's where I'll be going in a minute.
Liam, you're such a pro. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, surprise guest, Liam Sheff, taking us to the weekend. We've got a Ukrainian woman, Evelyn Sharp, scheduled in just a moment. But, Liam, we were talking about Dmitry Orlov, the collapse of the Soviet Union. You related, again, to the oil, the peak oil there. They didn't have the ability to maintain the empire that they had, and boom, collapse. No one, well, I say no one, but it wasn't mass starvation like I think would happen here.
No, it wasn't because, and this is Dmitry Orlov's work. He points this out in his books, in the essay Post, I think it's Post-Soviet Lessons for a Post-American Century. But he pointed out that the Soviet Union was never so engineered as the United States. It didn't emerge in the period of the 1950s and 60s. In the oil alarm, which you can go to theoilalarm.com or you can look up oil alarm on YouTube or Facebook, those clips will be up. And then the one called Cars, which should be up in 2 weeks, it's 3 weeks, America and oil. You know, we'll see that America developed in the flood of oil that came out of this East Texas fields. Mm-hmm. Oil selling for 3 to 10 cents a barrel in parts of the 1920s and 30s meant that you could build a country for free that had never been built before. You could put giant, giant roadways all over the place, like, you know, Hitler's boulevards all over Germany to move tanks around, but we used them for cars. We put ourselves as far as we possibly could be from our food sources, and we patted ourselves on the back and said we were living in suburban comfort.
Progress.
Total disaster. The Monsanto land, the display at Disneyland that they had to rip down that wouldn't come apart because it was just so toxic and hard to break apart, those plastics. Mm-hmm. They don't degrade. Well, the Soviet Union, or Russia, as it formerly and now is called, mm-hmm. wasn't built that way. It was built on train lines. And local towns. All towns in Europe are centered around the town square with the fields right around the vicinity of the town. You can't really be more than 500 meters from food in the old world. It's just too far to go. Really, you should be within about 10 meters, you know, 30-something feet of a garden everywhere. And he said in order to maintain life in a poor country, which the Soviet Union was, however it displayed itself, most people were very poor.
Yes.
From a diminishing Western perspective, everybody had to have what he called kitchen gardens. Everybody had to have these gray market networks, just sharing networks. I'll trade you this for that. I'll trade you these turnips for that cabbage. I'll trade you some milk from my goat for some eggs from your chicken. Okay, well, everybody's...
They found a way. I mean,
they found a way.
Yeah, but the thing is, we have been able to survive, so to speak, without that, and we've lost a connection to it. And that was my point of, you know, in my lectures as well, building on this theme. And you're really having to go to the elders, if you will, to even remember when they lived in a similar fashion here in America, and that's rapidly dying out. It's only, as you said in the video, 2% of the American people are farmers now.
We are less than 2% of Americans are, you know, any kind of large scale farmer that provides real food, or I should say volumes of food, back to people. So I think what's his name, Richard, I can't remember right now, but he's from the Post Carbon Institute. Anyway, he's a very bright guy, and he points out that some, I think his number was 50%, 40 or 50%, but we need 50% of Americans to be farmers, to be growing food. Half.
Yeah.
We need it. We need it by now. We need it by yesterday, and certainly we need it by 2016, 17, that half of us go, okay, I'm going to devote my life to permaculture and farming. And we're not all going to be worried about paying rent. There are houses that exist, and we will share. And not every house will have a giant kitchen in it, but we will make one of the houses on the block, the kitchen house, and everybody else can have a room that they can sleep in, and we can have a bathroom and shower. People aren't used to thinking this way, but when resources when resources run down, you have to share or you die.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yay,
hooray! That's a happy way into the weekend. No, these statements are unfathomable for our culture, Liam, because we perceive, you know, as the Europeans used to look at us, we live like Dallas, right? Larry Hagman and everybody, Patrick Duffy and all that. And, of course, and that was based on oil, too, interestingly enough, to see how these themes go through here. So the oil alarm is all about that. It's about not waiting for a zombie apocalypse, heading it off at the pass the best way we can by planning, by doing differently right now. And what's the worst that could happen? You have a lovely garden. If all this is just a bunch of smoke, which it's not.
You have a chemtrail-free garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe.
It's very nice. So, Liam, thanks for stopping by. Nice to hear from you, my friend. I've been on the road. I'm back home now, but I'll be catching some rest this weekend before the next broadcast.
Good to be heard from. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, so off to the Ukraine to talk with our friend, she's in Houston, Evelyn Sharp. How did she overcome an amazing, brutal disease like pancreatic cancer with the use of botanical like Carnivora?
Up next to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
For those of you who have watched the amazing documentary series by my good friend Ty Bollinger, The Truth About Cancer, A Global Quest, one of the most profound episodes was the final episode where we talk about the survivors. And you know how much I love to talk about hometown healers, people who have overcome incredible obstacles and odds and basically are alive today because of things that they did that may include holistic medicine, plant-based medicinals, herbs, homeopathy, detoxification, etc. And I've connected with someone from, I believe, the Ukraine. Evelyn, is that where you're from, Ukraine?
Well, this was 40-plus years ago.
Yes, but your accent is definitely not from South Georgia.
I'm from Houston right now.
Houston right now. But Evelyn Sharp is my guest for a segment, and I want to get this story out because I think it impacts so many and it empowers so many to realize that even in the face of a death sentence like a type of cancer you're going to talk about, there is a way out, and it involves my friend Ty Bollinger because you heard his voice on the radio once, and this was the response. But let's start at the beginning of the story. You didn't know what was happening. And the doctors described to you that it was a very serious issue.
That's right. She sent a special blood test to California and Special Institute. And when the test came back, she said it is insulinoma, which means pancreatic cancer.
And they tell you this is like the fastest moving, most aggressive cancer that there is, pancreatic cancer?
Yes. And it is... scan shows that it was a 2 centimeters tumor. They wanted to do biopsy right away, and I refused because I think that it's going to give me a negative outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, when I decided to do the surgery, I will contact you.
Okay.
About 3 months later, I didn't feel better. My sugar goes up and down, and I decided I need to do surgery and get rid of it. In December, I did the surgery by excellent surgeon, and approximately this time, I heard the first time about carnivora from Ty Bollinger. At the time, it was Coast to Coast AM.
Yes, people hear his voice on my show as well. We love him, and he's so wonderful. And by the way, in that surgery, they did a very specific laser surgery to remove the tumor. Did they find out that you may have had some metastasis, some spreading into the lymphatic system?
Yes, lymphatic nodes, metastasis.
So they must have been trying to frighten you into doing even more invasive chemo, radiation, who knows?
Of course. They wanted to do chemo. Well, number one, it's very difficult to frighten me.
Okay. I had a feeling.
Very, very easy frightening. because I am psychologically very informed on many subjects for many, many years. And I don't take just simple advice and follow.
Yes.
I'm not a follower.
No, I can tell that about you. That's why I appreciate your indomitable spirit the moment I talked to you the first time. So I want to say thank you again for being on the show here because we got a lot to do in a short time. But this is a case where you availed yourself of what we call allopathic surgery, a surgery that removes some of it. They recognize, hey, there's a spread here. This is serious. This is not going away. But what do you do now?
Right now, I was forced from May because of accumulation of some liquid in my lungs because of heart congestion failure. This term that I must use insulin shots.
Got you. So there was a little pancreatic damage. I mean, that was severe. It's very hard to recover from when it's not producing at all. And I know you tried to manage it with supplements and such. But if I go back to post-surgery, when you learned about the spread, again, what was the decision you made to choose a botanical? I believe you went to carnivora at that point. I want to understand your thought process.
My thought process, number one, I was completely against any chemotherapy or radiology, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Any normal therapy which doctor could suggest here.
Mm-hmm.
I was interested in carnivora because I understood that carnivora is natural substance which push my immune system to work better and do not touch any good cells, only bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
It is exactly what I wanted to try. And I follow the instructions to the letter, and I started in April 9-12, and today we have already end of October 15. Right now I am on maintenance dose, but I take it every day, 6 times per week, with lymphatic drainage. And in terms of my cancer, it is sleeping.
It is, you say it's sleeping. It's not present. It's not active. It's not spreading. It's pretty profoundly important.
That's
this
right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So now, in order, I began to check from my, because I had some heart failure because I didn't took anything and accumulation of some liquid in my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And I, since I don't take any medication which was prescribed, including LASIK.
Right.
And the LASIK, I understand right now that I need occasionally take it. Not every day, but occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I feel that I have short of breath,
right,
I need to take it.
But Evelyn, this is, again, this is for me a fascinating story because it's not easy what you've been through, and the fact is that you've got that cancer in remission through botanical methods. You did surgery. Again, this is where we don't speak out against total all-invasive procedures for life-saving measures. We want you to have the freedom to choose that. You've made a decision. You're a very intelligent woman. You're not afraid easily, as you say. And you said, I'm going to assess this situation. I'm going to go a different way. You rejected chemo radiation. You use a botanical like carnivore. And by the way, I'm glad that you mentioned the lymph drainage or lymph drainer, because that's a critical component to recovery. You know, it's not about
Absolutely.
Killing cancer alone, because your body has to eliminate it, and the lymph system is the drainage canal of the body. It helps to remove it, and unfortunately the doctors think the lymphatic system is where the cancer is being caused or spread, and they destroy the lymphatic system by removing it.
Absolutely. I take it all the time together.
Yeah.
When I take capsules, I put some lymphatic drainage, it is drops,
yep,
in a little bit water.
Yes, perfect. Excellent.
And it is the same. It goes together.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple of friends with whom I talk about this. Some of them even started to do it, but it was too late for them, and they didn't really do it right. And agree for another pet surgery, and ultimately it was death.
Wow.
But with me, it is a different story. You see, there is combination. Number one, I am for at least 20 years read a lot of literature from different MDs. Started from William Douglas,
mm-hmm,
many, many years ago. And compare who say what from alternatives.
Yes.
And sometimes I try what they offer, and everything started while I lived in Los Angeles for a while, some times ago.
Yes.
When eye doctor tell me that I have starting cataract, and that I would need surgery about, I don't know, 3-5 years.
Okay.
I asked him, what is the chance I would get blind? He said, well, 20%. I said, it's not for me, because my active eye only one, and second is lazy one, and I don't really see my second eye.
Okay.
So it means that no surgery for me, no matter what.
Right.
But by that time, I got an article from William Douglas about CCAN drops.
Mm-hmm.
Did you heard about it?
I've heard about it, yeah. Did you try them?
Huh. I do it for 15 years.
And you still have not had to have surgery on the cataract?
No.
That's,
I do it every day.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Look, I love your spirit. Like I said, when I talked to you initially and I thought, oh my gosh, this is a story that needs to be told. I want to go back a moment, because something we talked about off the air, Evelyn, briefly, that you had said, yes, you had even consulted with a doctor who talked about some methods in Germany they use for cancer, including hyperthermia, and they mentioned carnivora, and the doctor said she had no more funds to do the hyperthermia, and that's what kind of clinched it for you to try carnivora. Is that right?
Correct.
And correct. So you're aware that in Germany they have some level of openness to things besides the big three here that cancer monopoly has.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
But you see, I have quite limited financial support, just my Social Security.
Wow.
For the time that I work. And it is not very easy for me to get all the supplement because it is not something insurance company can pay for it.
Right, right, right.
So I have to, sometimes I have to ask my friends to help me, specifically one friend who occasionally helped me when things were very bad. Like this month, I needed to buy everything. And they said, I need this.
Yes.
He said, and he doesn't live right now in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
He traveled, he lives overseas. And he said, okay, I will send it to you.
How
and,
nice.
And if not this gift, I don't know if I would survive.
Well, you know what, Evelyn, this brings to light, you know, a spiritual concept of ask and ye shall receive. You know, ask in a very sincere way or sincere manner, that be open to the gifts. Sometimes they come in a different way, and you have remained open to healing gifts that some people are closed down to, and that's why I wanted you to share your story here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, because a lot of people are afraid to make those decisions that sometimes the authorities, the doctors say is no way, don't do it, and you have to stand up for your life. It is your life. And you've done a tremendous job doing so. Now, everybody, check out Carnivora.com. Learn more there. We've got links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Evelyn, I feel so blessed that you shared your story with us. I'll be back to wrap it up after this.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, I sure am glad Evelyn is not in the Ukraine now because, well, just in time for Halloween, we got a little Star Wars action. Everybody's wearing, what do they call it? You used to call it wearing a costume. Now it's called cosplay? Cosplay?
No. Two completely different things. Please do not get those mixed up.
You know, it's just me and the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Flea and their...
Cosplay is not the same as dressing up for Halloween.
It's not?
It absolutely is not, no.
Well, you'll explain that to me, but first you'll...
You don't want me to explain it to you, but anyway, we'll just move on.
Seriously? Okay.
I'll just say dog squeeze.
Oh, come on, really? COS means costume.
Yeah, but it's a whole different thing. These people that do the cosplay thing, it's how would I explain it? This is something they do as part of a lifestyle.
Well, it's like what we used to do when we were kids, and we'd imagine we were cowboys and Indians or ghosts and goblins.
No, except you didn't. Well, okay. Anyway.
All right.
We're in costumes for Halloween. Moving on.
All right. Star Wars villain Emperor Palpatine wins seat on the Ukrainian city council. I didn't know about that when I was talking to Evelyn, so that's big news in Ukraine. Now, does this mean that Russia is going to finally withdraw and leave him alone? Or, you know, is Palpatine on whose side is Palpatine on? The Empire? Or what? I don't know.
This is such a cool story because this guy was running, mm-hmm. okay, for the seat on the city council, and yeah. the guy's name, Emperor Palpatine. I mean, it's not like he was like, hey, I want to pretend I'm... No. He was actually under the actual name Emperor Palpatine, and he won a seat on the city council. He won like 54% of the vote.
Dude, that just tells you that must be COS cosplay, right? That has to have something to do with that. No? I guess after the show, you'll explain it to me after the show.
I don't want to explain it to you,
you
but
don't.
Okay.
All yeah. right. Alexander Borovik, 25, who used the Sith Lord's name and costume in his campaign for Odessa City Council, was one of nearly 50 candidates in the election to use names taken from the Star Wars films. So he wasn't the only one. I don't know if he's the only one that won. But, you know, this is after the statue of Vladimir Lenin in Ukraine was transformed into Darth Vader.
Right.
I have a feeling that Star Wars, The Force Awakens, is going to open number one in Ukraine. Do you have that sense about it?
I think it just might. It just might. And, I mean, it almost makes you wonder if the thing that they did with the Lenin statue was perhaps like a stunt for this guy.
You know, I'm just thinking. They could pay a few rubles or shekel. What do they have in Ukraine? What's their money? And they say, hey, will you run for city council as Emperor Palpatine? Because we need to keep this PR campaign going, and that's a unique way to do it.
And it also says here in the article that a man in a Chewbacca costume was arrested while campaigning for city council candidate Darth Vader.
Of course, Chewbacca can't campaign for Darth Vader. He'd be campaigning for Han Solo. What's up with that? Chewbacca.
Yeah, there you go.
Chewbacca traitor. Traitor your cause. All right. Another happy Halloween story here. This is back in California. At least something good's happening in California.
Murrieta, California.
In fact, he could use this to get out of California. This boy, his wheelchair has been converted into a Star Wars snow speeder for Halloween.
Yeah.
Check out the picture. It's really cool.
Does it look like the snow speeder, but it comes complete with working Nerf guns. That is the coolest thing.
Oh, dude, that is great. And also, he's wearing a costume, so he's engaged in cosplay, right?
He's totally in the Rebel Alliance pilot costume.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just so lost on what I don't get about wearing a costume and it not being playing, right? I just don't get it. Anyway, but I like this, that this is great for a kid, right? You got a snow speeder, he's wearing the thing like he's Red Leader 5 or something from Star Wars.
Working guns, and it's got glow sticks to mimic the effects of the laser guns from the movie. I mean, how cool is that, right?
Yeah. So, Super Don, are you going to hand out any candy, or are you going to eat it all yourself this weekend?
You know, my kids are all grown up.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've handed out candy.
Yeah. I think people ask you, you know, when we're on this track, well Robert Scott Bell, what do you hand out? Well, yeah, we hand out homeopathic remedies and herbs. No. I think my wife, if we do it, and I don't, what? What's so funny?
You do?
No, I mean, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Let me check with the parents first. Here's some...
The Power to Heal is Yours t-shirts.
Yeah, I want to hand out, like, 100 microgram tablets of GTF Chromium.
The kids would love that.
From Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. No, if we do, I mean, we typically will get, like, organic chocolate treats or something, you know, that's decent. But sometimes we just darken the house and pretend we're not home and hope they don't egg us. So we'll see what happens. We'll let you know. In the meantime, take care, my friend. Have a great weekend. Create a great weekend. Don't be too scary, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.